This is KSA Radio, where you are family, and I'm Livio, and I'm speaking to Jock from Shell Tech Tires. Welcome, Jock.
Hi.
Jock, we've been speaking a lot now with each other, and I think that we need to just get more in depth with a few things. Let's teach everyone, and even myself, because, you know, I'm such a dumb klutz when I have time. Please explain to me, as a layman, little person on the road that's just got his car and all happiness about the car and so forth, but, you know, I've now hit a pothole or I've got a cut in my tire and it's going flat, and then I go to these tire places and car places and they're telling me, what is the number of your tire? Then they ask me things that says 255, 17, R18. What is those things? Please explain that to us.
Basically, that gives us an indication to what tire suits your vehicle. It's basically the tire size and rim size. So if we ask you that question, it's because we want to know what tire is the correct tire or fitment for your vehicle.
All right. So you're telling me that each vehicle's got a different tire?
Yes.
Why?
That's the factories and the engineers.
Is that the engineers? Probably for better petrol usage and so forth.
From vehicle to vehicle, it varies in tire size to what petrol you will, or petrol usage you will use for every vehicle.
You know, I also took my car one day and they told me that my shocks are worn. Now, I didn't even know a car has a thing called a shock. And I want to know why they're there, what do they do, and why have I got them?
Well, basically, the easiest way to know if your shocks are finished or worn, you look at the lifetime of a shock. A shock has an 80,000 kilometer or a 3-year warranty on it. Now, that is inside the lifetime of a shock. Modern day vehicles, they're starting to develop a longer period for shocks, like a 5-year or 100,000 kilometers. Well, they are busy manufacturing things like that to just prolong the process for you.
All right, but what does a shock actually do?
A shock is to stabilize the vehicle on the road. It keeps your tire flat and firm. So when you do cornering or high speeds, it keeps the tire flat on the road so the vehicle does not lose control.
Ah, so that means if you want to be a bit windhat, then you can be windhat and you're staying on the road.
You can, if your shocks are in optimum lifetime.
See, now I'm learning new things. Now, how do I check my tires? How do I know when they are time to be replaced?
Okay, well, there's two ways. A tire has an expiry date like any rubber product. Okay, it's got a 5-year lifetime. Now, when we as fitment centers fit your tires, we note that the serial number on your tire, it's got the lifetime, the starting date and exact day where it was manufactured. So 5 years from there on forward, you need to replace tires.
Okay, what happens if I don't replace them after 5 years?
Okay, well, you can drive and they can explode because there's no more oil compound inside the rubber, which means it becomes hard and starts cracking.
Oh, that's interesting. And also this wonderful thing, you know, you go to these garages and then you always feel like they're trying to screw you with money, you know, if you understand. You know,
we do.
Oh, do you? That's nice to know. Thank you for the honesty. But we'd like to know, you know, you say to me that every time I buy a tire, now I need wheel balancing and alignment and this and that. Why do we have this alignment and balancing?
Okay, it's quite simple. Balancing or rotation for your tires extends your lifetime on the vehicle's tires, basically. Alignment, like if you drive down any road, you'll find potholes or inconsistencies, yes, or if you hit a speed bump at high speed. The suspension also moves, so it means it can be out of position. Now, if you don't regularly check your wheel alignment, your tires will wear unevenly. And that's why we would recommend you to come in every between 8 and 10,000 kilometers just to rotate, balance, and alignment. It gives us the opportunity to make sure that your vehicle is roadworthy, number one, and that you are safe on the road.
So you're trying to tell me this is way to look after my tires, to make them happy.
It's what it is. And then
other question, because I've always tried to wonder, how do we know that we've got happy tires in a sense?
Well, if you rotate and balance regularly, and what I normally suggest to customers, the moment you hit a pothole, go to a fitment center, let them check the tire, let them check the wheel alignment. That saves you a lot of money.
All right.
End of the story.
I know your company is called Shell Tech Tires. And they're in Menland, by the way. As I was saying, you don't just do just tires.
No.
Do a whole range of stuff. Like, for instance, this morning my car is in for a service by them. Why is it important for me to service my car?
Well, any good technology needs a good reset every now and then. So it's basically the same with your vehicle. You need to look after it. If you don't look after it, it's not going to look after you. Services are there to make sure that us as fitment centers check that your car is in optimum driving position. And then it saves engine life, it gives you more mileage, it gives better fuel efficiency, and all those small nitty-gritty things people think it's not worth it.
All right, so tell me just, what is the best protocol to look after my car?
So between 8 and 10,000 kilometer rotation and wheel alignment. You go to the fitment center or your agent, whichever you prefer. Then you ask them to just do basically a check on the vehicle. We call it an 18-point check. So we go through everything, check everything, and make sure everything is perfect. If you want to do it in your personal capacity, you can just regularly check your tire pressures and all of those things. Check your wiper blades. Just make sure everything is perfect.
How does a person check your wiper blades, by the way?
Well, if it starts squeaking, it's broken.
All right, great. Another stupid question, we're going off topic, but I've heard that driving with my aircon uses more fuel. Is it true?
Modern day age, no, it doesn't. Reason therefore is, most modern vehicles, the aircon does not run on the engine anymore. You'll get some vehicles that do, but due to basic engineering principles, they basically eliminated that fact because everybody was complaining about it.
All right. So you're telling me actually driving with your aircon is better?
It's
safer in this country.
Exactly. And you get the same fuel efficiency. It depends on how you drive. Obviously, me driving, consumption is high. Someone else driving might be a little lower. But yeah, it depends on how you drive.
Chuck, another thing that confuses me and I think confuses a lot of us out there. You know, you go to, again, a garage or something to get your car serviced, even if you have a service plan and stuff, and then they tell you that all these funny liquids, you know, you've got distribution oil, you've got diff oil, you've got brake steering fluid, you've got coolant, antifreeze. I mean, it sounds more like a drag queen getting ready for an evening out with all this wonderful names. I mean, it sounds like a makeup name. I'm putting on antifreeze tonight. So please explain to us, what are these liquid names?
Let's start with the basic one, engine oil. Engine oil is there to keep your engine running at optimum performance and it lubricates your engine. It makes sure that the wear is minimal.
Right.
Antifreeze basically keeps the vehicle cool or cooler with the water that you obviously throw into your radiator. Brake fluid makes sure that your car brakes when you want it to brake. By the way, brake fluid needs to be done every 120,000 kilometers. Or let's say change it every 6 months.
All right.
It because there's a boiling point and it contains no water. So it's small things that we know that we're supposed to educate.
You know, even myself, I'm learning things around the corner here. So it's very, very, very interesting. What are the differences between run flats and normal and this and low profiles? I mean, people think that we all got a degree in motor vehicles and we've got no cooking clue what these things are about.
Okay, so let's start with run flat tires. A run flat tire is made by most German manufacturers on their vehicles. So what that allows you to do, and it's a safer option, is you can drive at 80 kilometers per hour with no air in your tire.
Wow.
So if you would come to an instance at a hijacking or a pothole or somewhere where it's pitch dark and you can't stop to change your tire, they allow you to drive with that same tire flat to a place of safety. But that's the technology they've put
in. That's amazing. So that means even without air, you can actually get somewhere and get a spare tire or...
Yes.
Like us layman girls would rather go and do it, get a garage to help you to do it.
Yes. And then, interesting fact, for insurance purposes, if your vehicle comes out of the run flat, you fit the run flat back. Otherwise, insurance will not pay out.
That's quite interesting. They won't. But at least you guys, is there a marking or something on the tire to say that it's a run flat?
Every different tire brand has its unique marking. So let's use Pirelli, for instance. They use a star to indicate that it is a run flat tire. Bridgestone uses RFT for run flat tire.
Okay.
Goodyear uses ROF, run on flat. Dunlop also uses a star. So there is symbols and everything for you to know that you need
Right, the specific I think we'll have to maybe post this, a little picture of that with all the stuff on everywhere, website and our social media, that we can take a look at it. John, please just tell us where you guys are located. How do we get hold of you guys?
Okay, well, you can give us a call on 012-940-1632. Or the address is 587 Gaarsfontein Road, Menlyn Motor City. We are on the upper level. So as soon as you enter the Motor City, just look up. You'll see at the store with all the branding and everything.
Yeah, they've got very big orange signage, which you cannot definitely miss. And this is KSA Radio with Jock from Shell Tech Tires, wishing you a wonderful day. Have a great, safe journey. This is KSA Radio, where you are family.